Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here is Hill. He gets the first down, and on he goes. Inside the 10, end zone, touchdown, Justice Hill.
That 51-yard touchdown run by Justin Hill put the game on ice last night for the Ravens in the Harbaugh Bowl. Baltimore got a 30-23 win. They led 30-16, though, with a minute to play before the Gus Edwards one-yard touchdown capped an 11-play drive in garbage time. And because nobody can get onside kicks anymore, you couldn't get them before. Now you've got to tell the team you're doing it.
And now you really can't get them.
You couldn't a year ago. Now it's like borderline impossible. 3-34. Teams trying to get onside kicks this year.
I'm surprised it's that many, honestly.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. There was actually one this week that hit a guy in the leg. I think the Vikings were trying to field it, and Johnny Munt, their tight end, was like trying to engage with someone, and a ball hit him in the leg, and the Bears got an onside kick and went and kicked a field goal. But we're talking about 8% of onside kicks being fielded, which is one of the lowest rates in a long time. I tweeted this yesterday. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny, and I've felt this way for many years. I always get a lot of pushback on this, which is fine, but I think this is correct. I think they need to get rid of the onside kick and do the 4th-and-15 play from the XFL. They have gone to the kickoff from the XFL, now UFL, and it's gone very well, mostly. I mean, people are going to complain because it looks different, but there are more kicks returned. There are more kickoff returns of length. There are more touchdown returns, as we saw this weekend. Oh, by the way, backfired on us a little bit around these parts. But the onside kick does not work, really, to give you a chance. You now know if it's a two-possession game with 2 minutes to go, you're going to lose. I don't think it should be easy to get an onside kick or to maintain possession. So, like, when I say let's do the 4th-and-15 play, everyone's response to that is, well, why do you want to make it easier for the team that's losing? They shouldn't have a chance. Well, then, okay, then why have a chance at all? Then you should just have to kick it deep. What I'm saying is I don't think it should be 50-50, but I think it should be closer to 50-50 than 8%. The game's over. What is the point of that? Make it more exciting. I think the sweet spot is, like, you know, 25% of the time, 20% of the time, 18% of the time. So if you don't like 4th-and-15, maybe make it 4th-and-20.
Yeah, I would say like 4th-and-17 or something. Sure. That's beyond a regular penalty.
Whatever the math says at a 19 or 17% clip or whatever gets works, do that and add excitement to the game rather than the onside kick, which is now irrelevant and doesn't work.
Yeah, you know my view in general, and you and I will part company this way, but to me there are, let's say there's, I don't know, offenses each get 60 plays per game, right? There's 120 plays that look a certain way. Linemen, receivers, running backs, linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties, and it looks incredible, right? It's the best spectacle we got. And then they stop and do these things that almost have very little to do with that when kickers trot on the field or punters, et cetera, and everything looks different. I would do more exciting football plays than less exciting ones that eliminates kickers almost exclusively, right? So I don't want a kicker involved in an onside kick. I want the offense to be involved. I want the quarterback that's my fantasy draft pick or that's the reason everyone's tuning in every week, not to come down to a guy that was unemployed 6 days ago because the guy that's the starter pulled his groin. Like, that's not fun for anybody. So to me, it shouldn't be easy. I don't want it to be easy, but I want it to happen sometimes with the skill of the football players, less so than this random bounce that happens once every 25 times.
Come on over to 4th-and-15 club or whatever number we want to make. 4th-and-20, let's say. I don't care if it's 4th-and-25. I think it's better than watching an onside kick that nobody can field. Let's go back to the Commanders and why they've lost 3 in a row. So looking for, Danny, something that you think is very fixable that's gone badly. I'll start with moving Terry McLaurin around.
That's my list.
Motion, getting him some better looks and free releases, and also throwing the ball to him. I don't care if he's on the left, the right, the moon, Jupiter. Don't give a damn. Throw him the football. In the last 4 weeks for Washington, their targets to players, Brown 27, Ertz 24, Eckler 18, McLaurin 17. He is fourth on the team in targets. There is zero excuse for that. So that's the quick fix for me, to try to get this offense going a little bit more than it has been.
McLaurin moving around, I second that. The other thing I would add is sit it sometimes. Not every time. I don't want anyone benched. I don't want Zach Ertz shot into the sun or anything. I want Ben Sinnott involved as opposed to not involved at all.